الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters May Allah bless our Sheikh Abdul Rahman Al-Mursal for reciting the surahs that he recited in Tahajjud Surah Al-Hujurat and Surah Al-Qaf Especially Surah Al-Qaf is a surah which is entirely about the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent some amazing reminders for us because we tend to forget where, for example, in one place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the sakarat of maut, the struggle of the soul leaving the body, this is haqq, this will happen. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ What is my preparation for that day? What is my preparation for that day? Sakratul Maut is something which has to happen. And there is no, it's like the pangs of birth. With one exception, which is that women sometimes try to escape the pangs of birth by doing cesarean sections, but there is no cesarean section to take out the soul easily. You have to go through that. Illa bidnillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the pain of sakrat. And in this surah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the very essence of tawheed. And the very essence of taqwa. And I'm saying that because many of you mentioned that among your or your goal for coming here to this program, may Allah bless you and increase you and give you that goal and more from His mercy and grace. You said your aim here is to come to increase your taqwa and to bring your state into a state of yaqeen. And in this Surah Al-Qaf, and also in other places in the Quran, but especially in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the essence of what is taqwa. Allah said, Man khashya ar-Rahman bil ghayb. Man khashya ar-Rahman bil ghayb. The one who fears Ar-Rahman, who he cannot see. I want you to reflect on this ayah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if Allah had said, Man khashyal jabbara bil ghayb, Man khashyal muntaqim bil ghayb, Man khashyal qahara bil ghayb, one could, it made sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qahhar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz, Allah is Al-Jabbar, Allah is Al-Muntaqim, who will take revenge, who will take, extract, recompense. Because fear, you're talking about fear. So you are fearing punishment, you're fearing the anger of Allah. You're fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He is angry. You're fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He is going to punish. You're fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there is a chance that He, and may Allah protect us from that, where He might throw you and me into Jahannam. But khashya ar-Rahman, ajeeb. Ajeeb. Ar-Rahman. Who is ar-Rahman? What is the meaning of ar-Rahman? Ar-Rahman is the one who is merciful, and it is the peak of mercy. Rahman is on the same wazan as Jaw'an, which is the peak of hunger. Atshan, the peak of thirst. غضبان, the peak of anger. And in the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the Mufassirin have said that Ar-Rahman is the peak of mercy. But the issue with peak of anything, you can be at the peak of hunger, but you get one piece of bread like that, your level of hunger will come down from the peak. You can be at the peak of anger, you're extremely angry with somebody, maybe it's driving you insane and you know foaming at the mouth, but how long does that last? After a while it comes down. You don't love the person, but that peak doesn't remain. So also with the peak of anything. But with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Amma Nawaluhu, Allah said after Rahman, Allah said Ar-Rahim. Rahim is on the same wasn't as Jameel, as Kareem. Somebody is Jameel, he's beautiful. He does not wake up the next morning looking ugly. Someone is Kareem, he has Izzah, he has Karama. He doesn't wake up the next morning Zaleel. So Kareem, that Rahim is Rahmah which lasts forever. So Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim is the peak which never comes down. The peak of Rahmah which continues ever, forever. What is Rahmah? What is mercy? Mercy is not kindness. Mercy is not kindness. Mercy is to give good in return for bad. Mercy is not to give good in return for good. Good in return for good, to hum bhi dete bhai. Good in return for good, even we will give. Somebody is nice to you, you are nice to him. Allah ki shaan to ye Allah badmashon ko khilata hai. Allah to jo Allah ko gaali deta hai usko khana khilata hai. Allah ki shaan, the shaan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he gives good in return for bad. Mercy is to have, who is the one who is worthy of mercy? Someone who is sinning. What is sin? Sin is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is mentioning this sifat of mercy, which is giving good in return for bad, at its peak, and Allah is saying, khashya, fear that. How do you fear that? If Allah had said, love ar-Rahma bil ghaib, you can understand, yes. Love ar-Rahman bil ghaib. But Allah is not saying love al-ghaib. Man khashya ar-Rahman bil ghaib. What is this khashyat of Rahman? What is the khashyat of somebody who is giving you good in return for bad? What is the khashyat of somebody who is so beautiful and so merciful that there is no comparison with that? Khashya ar-Rahman is the essence of taqwa. Because what is taqwa? Taqwa is to fear not that one, but to fear to offend the one that you love the most. Taqwa is the fear of offending the one I love the most. And why, how did I bring that? What is the dalil for that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the quality of the believers. What did Allah say about the quality of the believers? Who are the believers? The people who ashaddu hubban lillah. Walladhina amanu ashaddu hubban lillah. The believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ashad, more than anything else. The believers are those who love Allah more than anything else. Love does not come out of the air. Love does not come out of the air. Love is not without reason. You cannot love somebody you don't know. If I just give you a name, I say Zaid, and if I ask Ashraf, Ashraf, do you love Zaid? What will you ask me? Who is it? Who is it? They say, no, you have to love Zaid. I won't tell you who is Zaid. I won't introduce you to Zaid, nothing. You have to love Zaid. Is it possible? It's not possible. He will say, I would like to, if maybe Zaid is very lovable, I would like to, fall in love with Zaid, but who is Zaid? I need to meet Zaid. I need to understand. Something happened. No, I can't tell you anything. Just Zaid. Name. Zaid. How can you love Zaid? Even with the best intention in the world, he would like to do that. He would like to listen to me. He would like. But I am making it impossible for him because I am not telling him who Zaid is. How can he love Zaid? But what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the mu'mineen? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ The believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else. So what does it say by inference about the connection between the believers and Allah? Is there a connection or there is no connection? There is a connection. Do the believers know Allah or they don't know Allah? They know Allah. Because if they did not know Allah, how would they love Him? And that is why again in the same surah, Surah Al-Kahf, Allah said, نَحَنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْكَ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ When you have a friend, you have this friend, and you have this other friend. It is also a friend, the other one is a better friend. What is the word we use for a better friend?
Close friend.
Close friend. He is very close to me. Do you use this word or not? We use the term of distance to define friendship. You don't say he's a far friend. He's a distant friend. If somebody says he's a distant friend, what would you say? He's acquaintance. Yeah, well, I met him somewhere. He's not really a friend. Do you know him? Yeah, I know him. I know the face. I don't know anything really about him. Who is he? What is he? So on. Frankly, I'm not even interested. Somebody, I can't be interested in everybody. But Ahmad Said? I said, no, Ahmad Said is. I know Ahmad Said. Ahmad Said knows me. He knows all my faults. He has no faults, so I don't know them. But he's my close friend. What is the meaning of close friend? Close friend means one of the qualities of a close friend is that if I need anything in the middle of the night, if it is an emergency, if I'm in trouble, something happens, I can say with complete certainty, without a doubt, that if he is alive and if he knows, then he will be there. No doubt. If he is in some other country or something, different matter. But if he is in the same place, and if he comes to know, there is no way that he will not come to me in that time of need. So that's why I say, Ahmad Said is my close friend. Distance is not there. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying about the people? Allah is using the same distance issue. Same distance issue. And Allah is not saying, I'm sitting next to him. I'm very close to him. I'm standing on his shoulder. No. Aqrabu. Think about this. Allah is saying, I am closer to him. Even more close to him. Closest to him. Min hablil warid. Where is your carotid artery? As I mentioned, that Habil Warid is translated as jugular vein, but it actually means carotid artery, because carotid artery is the artery for consciousness. In judo, there is a hold. where if you, I won't do it now because I'll drop. So, if you press on it, you lose consciousness instantly. I mean, you don't have to do anything. You just press on it, it's gone. He'll come back. He won't die, but you know, it's because it cuts off the supply of blood to the brain. So it's like an instant shot. You just grab, he's gone. Allah is not saying I am like that. Allah is saying I am even closer than that. So do we know Allah? Close friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. In the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said, Allah did not say, Allahu zamilul ladhina amanu. Allahu sadiqul ladhina amanu. Allah even did not say, khalilul ladhina amanu. No. Wali is the closest. In terms of friendship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this word. Wali is somebody from whom you have absolutely no secrets whatsoever. Wali is also somebody who looks after you, somebody who cares for you, somebody who's got some power where he can help you. Allah used this term and Allah said, Allah is the wali of the believers. يُخُرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. What is the value of having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your wali? You get guidance. Allah says, we take them out of darkness into light. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. And see the beauty of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before he says, I am their wali, and again in English we have one word, friend. So Khalil friend, Wali friend, everybody's friend. But thanks to the Arabic language, there are differentiators of who is what level of friend. So see the beauty of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned friendship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself. Are pehle jaano to sahi hai kaun? Jaano to sahi pehle ke hai kaun? Uske baad bolo ke mera wali hai. If somebody just comes and says that Abdullah is my friend, you will say, which Abdullah? Jazakallah. You say, which Abdullah? But if somebody says, you don't know Abdullah, then I don't know Abdullah. He says, Abdullah, the guy who owns this and this and this and this and this and this. The multi-billionaire. That Abdullah. Now he has not changed the name. Same name. But suddenly your eyes will open. Unhe tumhara dost hai ro? Wo tum bole unhe bola? That is a valid point. That is a valid point. If I say to you, I'm trying to think of the name of a head of state who is not a scoundrel. Because I don't want my name to be associated with anyone. We live in such times, we can't find one head of state who is not a scoundrel. So forget head of state. Supposing I say Warren Buffett is my friend. It is my claim. Warren Buffett is my friend. But if Warren Buffett says Yavar Beg is my friend, which is a stronger claim?
One person.
Ta'ala Allahu al-amthal. We are not comparing Allah Jalla Jalaluhu with anybody. But did we say that Allah is our wali? Did we say Allahu waliyuna? No. Allah said, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Are Quran seekhne ke tareeqe seekho yaar. My Shaykh would give me one piece of the ayat like this, and you would just stay with this. Iska maza lo. Allah mera bhale. Nachna hai sir. You should dance like this. लोग बोला पागल हो गया, क्या हो गया इसको, दीवाना हो गया, ऐसे क्यों ना जाना है? अरे अल्लाह बोला, अरे मैंने नहीं बोला, मेरा अल्लाह बोला, अल्लाह बोला। अरे मैं बोला तो झूठा भी हो सकता भाई, गुमान भी हो सकता है। अल्लाह बोला, अल्लाह झूठ नहीं बोलते हैं। आई कैन लाई, आई कैन इमेजिन, अल्लाह इज माई फ्रेंड, आई कैन बी क्रेजी, आई डिड नॉट से। हमारी तो बदकिस्मती, हमको ना तो दुआ करने आता है, ना तो अल्लाह से ताल्लुक है, ना तो मजा लेते हैं। How many times did you take this? I said, Allah, Allah, you told me. Now I'm asking you, give me. अरे दोस्ती तो आपने बताई भाई, साबित करो, मैं मांग रहा हूं दो। Hey, we learn the Quran, to recite the Quran, we recite the Quran like one machine and we go home. No asar, no effect. In Taraweeh, the Imam recites one ayah more than two or three times, people object. Itte baar kahi ko bol rahe? Wo kya samjha? How to explain it to you? He is repeating the ayah because he understands what is that ayah. That ayah is having an effect on his heart. You want to finish your Taraweeh and go home. Mazdoor hai, gampa leke aaya, patake ghar ko ja raha hai. Why is he crying? Kya bolna? Why is he crying? उसमें भी तौफीक नहीं होती अरबी सीखने के बाद। व्हाट अ इंपॉवरिश्ड पैथेटिक लाइफ वी हैव, ला हौला वला कुव्वता इल्ला बिल्लाह। एंड वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड इफ यू आर जेन्युइनली इंपॉवरिश्ड, यू हैव नथिंग, यू हैव नो बुक, यू हैव नो नबी, यू हैव नो गॉड, यू हैव नथिंग, यू आर लाइक अ ब्लडी एनिमल इन अ डेजर्ट, वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड ओके इंपॉवरिश्ड लाइफ। अरे तुम्हारे पास तो हर चीज है भाई, तुम क्यों भूखे हैं? यू हैव एवरीथिंग, व्हाई आर यू हंग्री? यू हैव अल्लाह जल्ला जलालहु अम्मा नवालहु, हु इज बेटर देन अल्लाह? यू हैव मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, हु इज बेटर देन मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम? यू हैव द कलाम ऑफ अल्लाह जल्ला जलालहु, अस्दकुल हदीथ किताब अल्लाह, व्हाट इज बेटर देन द बुक ऑफ अल्लाह सुभानहु व तआला? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Al-insu wal-jinnu yamutun. Huwa al-hayyul ladhi la yamut. The jinn and the insan, they die. Allah does not die. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Why is Allah talking about sleep? Why is Allah talking about sleep? Because you are worried, what will happen to me? Who will look after me? If God goes to sleep, what happens to me? لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. سمجھتے نہیں. We don't understand. What is Allah saying? Tell me. What is the meaning of لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. بولو بھئی مدرسے والے, پڑھانے والے, سکولوں والے, سلیبس والے, all the والاز, what does it mean? لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. What does it mean? کیا ہے وہ؟ لہو از واٹ؟ بلانگس ٹو اللہ. یس, نہیں سمجھے ابھی بھی؟ یو ہیو ناٹ انڈرسٹوڈ واٹ یو آر سیئنگ. بلانگس ٹو اللہ مینس واٹ؟ مینس واٹ؟ مینس واٹ؟ سو یو آر اے پراپرٹی of Allah, which means that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu owns you, whose responsibility is it to look after you? And if you are like a dog in the street, if you are destitute, and if you are in a mess, who does it reflect on? Bolo bhai. If the property, if your car is filthy and dirty, if your car is filthy and dirty, who does it reflect on? Me? Will you come to me and say, Sayyid bhai's car is filthy and dirty? You go to him and say, aap gaadi saaf karana, saab aisa kahi ko rakhe gaadi? Bolte nahi bolte. To kya samjhe? Lahu maafi samawati wa maafi al-ard mein kya samjhe? Why are you sitting here? Why are you not dancing in the street? Kya re, main to Allah ka hoon. Main to Allah ka hoon, bhai. Maine nahi bola, Allah ne bola. Allah ne bola. Ye mera hai, bola. Bola ki nahi bola? Aise kyon baithe muh mare? Bolo na, bolo na. Who said you belong to Allah? Did you say it or did Allah say it? Whose kalam is lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard? Are you from the samawat and earth? Are you one of that? To be kyon khabar aa rahe? Why you, what are you afraid of? Khauf kiska hai? آپ لوگ سب پڑھانے والے ہیں نا بھائی, کیا پڑھاتے ہیں آپ؟ یہ پڑھاتے ہیں. روح چلی گئی, ڈیڈ باڈی آف علم. کیوں کہ جب تعلیم سے تربیت کو الگ کر دیا تو علم سے نور چلا گیا. مردہ ہے, لاش ہے علم کی. کسی کا کسی, وہ کوئی بولتا سلیبس ہے, کوئی بولتا نہج ہے, کوئی بولتا نصاب ہے, کوئی بولتا کتاب ہے, کچھ بھی نہیں ہوتا, کچھ بھی نہیں ہوتا. That's why you have children going to Islamic schools for 10 years, 12 years and then they don't know is there God, is there no God. تو 10 سال کا مغت بچے کیا کیا وہاں اسلامک اسکول میں؟ کیونکہ کتاب پڑھایا. What did you do for 10 years in the Islamic school? You taught the word and you taught the literal meaning of the word. You did not teach the ruh of the word. You have been dissecting dead bodies. You never met a live human being. And Allah is alive. هو الحي القيوم. خالی آیت القرآن اللہ لا الہ الا هو ختم. کوئی اثر نہیں. ابھی تو I am only on one word of the ayat al-kursi. Not to forget, the whole ayat is one ayah. I am only on lahu तरबियत तो इसका नाम है. This is what the salaf, this is what our scholars, this is what the mashayikhin used to do. आपको एक चीज देते थे, लहू माफी समावत व माफी अर्ज. जब जाओ जाओ इसमें रहो, स्टे देयर, गो टेक दिस, देन कम बैक एंड टेल मी व्हाट इज हैपनिंग टू यू नाउ. असर हो रहा कि नहीं हो रहा? क्या हो रहा? हो रहा असर नहीं हो रहा? लहू माफी समावत व माफी अर्ज, मी आई बिलोंग टू अल्लाह. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض. What did I say to you about your friend? If you really want to feel, wow man, you have some friend, then you must know the friend. You may have many friends, one of whom may be a rickshaw puller, one of whom may be a thela wala, one of whom may be a car driver. I am not trying to demean anybody. I'm not saying there's dignity in all labor, but in our worldly sense, you don't mention that person as, if I say who are your friends, you won't say this rickshaw wala, this tanga wala, this dhadka wala, this thela wala. No. To Allah Taala apni kibra hi bayan kar raha, wasi'a kursiyyu samawati wal ard wala yawduhu hifzuhuma وهو العلي العظيم. And after introducing himself, see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Arey Allah to kuch bhi bol sakte the bhai. Allah could have said anything, but Allah mentioned you. This Allah about whom the ayat al-kursi is, this Allah who introduced himself is your wali. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ilan nur. And that is why the essence of taqwa is to know Allah. Now this is Allah, and this Allah said that He is my wali. So do you love Allah or you don't love Allah? You love Allah. And because you love Allah, you do not want to offend Allah. Khashya ar-Rahman is the khashya of ar-Rahman, because I love ar-Rahman. Man khashya ar-Rahman bil-ghayb wajaa biqalbin munib, and who comes with a repentant heart, we make tawbah. Khashya ar-Rahman bil-ghayb. So this is the friend part of it. Now this friend of yours who is knowledgeable, who is wealthy, who is powerful, who is close to you, very close to you, أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, very very close to you, this friend tells you about your enemy. This friend tells you about your enemy. What did he say? He tells you about your enemy, and he also tells you how you should behave towards the enemy. Which friend? The friend who is knowledgeable, the friend who knows, and the friend who is wealthy and is powerful and so on, who you love more than you love anything else. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. This friend tells you about your enemy. What does he tell you? He tells you, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ Again, look at this. What is the meaning of shaitan? The actual name of shaitan is what? Iblis. Allah did not say inna iblisa. Allah said inna shaitana. So shaitan is the title of Iblis. So who is shaitan? What is the meaning of shaitan? Somebody who is far away. Far away. So Allah is saying, inna shaitana lakum adu. Verily, shaitan, this thing which is far away, is your enemy. Lakum adu, fattakhizuhu aduwa. Allah did not say he is your enemy, so protect yourself. Allah did not say he is your enemy, so run and hide. Allah did not even say he is your enemy, so ignore him. No. Allah said he is your enemy, so you become his enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوا عَدُوَى. Become his enemy. Who is saying this? Some stranger? Some guy on the road, I don't know who he is. No. Who is saying this? The one who I love more than anybody else. Yes or no? He is telling you, that person is your enemy, you become his enemy. As I mentioned to you, he did not say just ignore him, forget him, don't listen. No, no, no. Become his enemy, fight him. Fight him. Inna shaitana lakum adu, fattakhizuhu aduwa. Fight him. So now if you come to me and you say, but shaitan says this, but shaitan put this waswasa in my heart, what am I supposed to tell you? What are you supposed to do? If shaitan comes, somebody who is your enemy, comes close to you, what must you do?
More conscious.
Eh? You slam his bloody face, man. I mean, what conscious? He is your enemy, you are supposed to fight him, he is coming to kill you. What must you do?
Kill him.
Fight back. Fight back. You don't listen to him. Why don't you listen to him? Where is the question of listening to him? If you are in your society, there is a guy who is a pimp. There is a guy in your society who is a pimp. He's selling drugs. He's got a prostitution racket. Then he comes to you and says, come, I'll give you something. Smoke this. What will you do? If you have any izzah, if you have any sense, I'm not saying nobody listens to him. Obviously, they've got a big business because there are enough number of idiots to do that. But I'm saying anyone with any sense, anyone with any izzah, what will you say? You will not even want to be seen in the company of that person. You say, my God, if my father, my mother, somebody somewhere sees me with you, I'm in trouble, man. I don't even want to be seen in your company. Where is the question of listening? I don't even want to even be anywhere in the vicinity. I don't want somebody to say, oh, you know what, this yavar was there and this so-and-so was there and you don't know what. Oh, no. I don't even want to be near you. Where is the question of listening to the guy? That's what Allah is saying. Inna shaitana lakum adu, fattakhizuhu aduwa. Become his enemy. So my submission to my brothers and sisters is, here is Ar-Rahman, who we love more than anybody else. And khashya Ar-Rahman bil ghayb is the essence of taqwa. And this Ar-Rahman is saying, this shaitan is your enemy. Fight back. Fight back, man. Fight back. If shaitan tells you you are standing in salah, and shaitan tells you, why are you standing here? Makes no sense. You say, yeah, that's right. Made no sense to you. That's why you are in bloody Jahannam. It made no sense to you. You saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still didn't make sense to you. That is why you are in Jahannam. You want me to believe you? Seriously, I'm asking you a simple, very simple question. Why are you here? Why have you paid money? You didn't pay money to me because I don't take money for this. But I'm saying you have paid money to the hotel. You bought plane tickets. You take 5 days out of your life and you are here in this course, and I know that some of you are goofing off for the Living Islam, the Dars Hadith course, which is a very bad thing. Darsul Hadith, everybody gets a headache and a backache and a tailache and whatnot. But all of my classes, everyone is there, 100%. I am very unhappy, please. I am not happy at all about this. You are supposed to be in the Darsul Hadith. It gives me absolutely zero pleasure. But that's beside the point. Point I want to make is, why are you here? Why are you listening to me 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day? Why? Many of you, not many, but some of you are seeing me for the first time. Some of you are related to me. I've got nephews of mine who are first time they are in a class of mine. Why are they here? Are you here because I am a bloody loser? I've done nothing in my life. I'm a vagabond, a loafer. I know nothing. I'm an ignorant fool. Are you here because of that reason? You are here because you believe all kinds of good things about me. Not all of them are true, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you in your mistaken opinion and continue to cover me with His grace. But you have a good opinion of me. You believe that I can add some value to you. That's why you are here, right? Isn't it true? That's why you are here. So on what basis do you listen to Shaitan? You mean you have a good opinion of Shaitan? Maybe he's a nice guy. Maybe he'll tell me some secret. I'm saying you listen to somebody because you consider you have some good opinion about that person. You go to a lecture of a professor or something because you say, oh, he's a professor, he knows something and so on. Maybe I will learn something. Anyone goes and listens to somebody from whom they have an expectation of something good. Yes or no? It's logic, no? It's logic. If I take you in the street and there's some beggar, I say, go listen to him. Even there you might go, you might say, well, you know, maybe this beggar he's got some secret. But I'm saying, if you know about somebody that person is zero, he's an absolute loser. Who is a bigger loser than Shaitan? Tell me. Seriously, just think about this. Who can be a bigger loser than somebody who had the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who used to see Allah, who used to live in Jannah? And then he made a mistake and he did not have the sense to make tawbah. What is a bigger loser than that? Adam alayhi salam also made a mistake. Same mistake. Disobedience of Allah. Allah said, do something. Shaitan did not do it. With Adam alayhi salam, Allah said, don't do something. Adam alayhi salam did it. So same thing. Farq kya hai? The moment Adam alayhi salam understood his mistake, he said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Oh Allah, we are the ones who made a mistake. Adam alayhi salam did not say, oh Allah, it's your fault. Why did you guide me here? No, Allah says, Allah, my mistake. Immediately, as soon as he realized, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh Allah, we have made zulam on ourselves. وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا, if you don't forgive us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, we are destroyed. Please, oh Allah forgive us. Allah forgive. But what does Shaitan do? He made a mistake. He knows it's a mistake. With all that ilm that he has, there's no way that he did not know what he did is wrong. What does he say? He says, أَنْزِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Give me time. Give me time. Allah said, no problem. Take time. Take time. Shaitan is a jinn. So there is mouth for him also. But Allah says, I'll give you life till the day of judgment. Long life. Hamare buddhiyan dua karte hain, Allah tumhare ko 125 saal ki umar de wahan. Shaitan ko 1000 saal ki umar hai. Long life to prepare his place in Jahannam. So what must we do? Fight back. Fight back. Where is the question of listening to him? Fight back. And look at the actual logic. Why do we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because we love Allah. Because we love Allah. Because everything we have is from Allah. خَشْيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to give us hearts which are repentant and penitent, and to open our hearts to His Noor and Hidayah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to revel and go crazy in His love, to recognize His glory and majesty, to recognize His beauty and grace, to recognize the favors that He has done on us. Just look around you. How can you not recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at yourself. Look at all that Allah has given us. Our environment, our surroundings, close to us, families, outside of us, the whole environment, where we live and what. Never ending. Never ending. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if all these seas become ink, and if you write the glory and praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these will be finished, and you have to get another set, and that also will be finished. This is not a figurative statement, it's a literal statement. It's a literal statement. And if you take this and think about the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he said that Mikael alayhi salam is talking about the size of the angels, and he said Mikael alayhi salam, he said he's so big that if you take the seven seas water and put it on his head, not a single drop will fall. Now you might say, wow. But the earth is like a grain of sand on a beach. Seven seas look big to us because we are small. What is the volume of water on a grain of sand anyway? It's a fraction of a drop. And if a fraction of a drop is on your head, it won't fall. Big deal. So you're taking a fraction of a drop and writing the glory and majesty of Allah. How far are you going to get? How far will you get? Arey misal to hamare liye Allah ne di, because we are small, we don't understand. You take an ant and put it into a teaspoon of water, the ant will drown, because for the ant, the teaspoon of water is an ocean. But it's a teaspoon of water. It's not an ocean. Just because you die in it, what does it matter? This is Allah. The creator of all that we know and the creator of all that we will never know is Allah. Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu. And this Allah is interested enough and He is concerned enough about this less than a cockroach called Yavar Beg to give Him His kalam. This dirty tongue, He permits His words to be recited. His filthy heart, He permits His kalam to recite there and to come out on the tongue without a mistake. Kya kaari kirat padega bhai? Ye to Allah ka shaan hai, Allah ta'ala jari karate. Aapka kamal nahi hai. That is our Rabb. You want to leave that Rabb and listen to some shaitan? So next time shaitan comes to advise you, tell him, boss, listen. Last advice. Make tawbah now. You are an idiot. That's what landed you here in the Jahannam. Don't take me with you. I'm not coming. Bye-bye. Go there. Advise him. Shaitan will not listen to advice, but advise him anyway. Tell him, go. Find somebody else. Enough losers in the world. I can name a few for you. Go. Leave me alone. I am with my Rabb. Why would I listen to you? I am standing before my Rabb. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Stand with one ayah. I sometimes tell people in tahajjud, stand, read Surah Al-Fatiha, because that is the rukun of the salah. Then ask Allah, Ya Allah, what do you want to hear? اللہ سے تعلق پیدا کرو یار. شیطان ول کم اینڈ سے واٹ از دا پوائنٹ ان سیئنگ واٹ وڈ یو لائک ٹو ہیئر وین یو نو اونلی تھری سورہ. یو ڈیڈ ناٹ آسک واٹ وڈ یو لائک ٹو ہیئر فرام واٹ آئی نو, واٹ وڈ یو لائک ٹو ہیئر, یار آپ کیا سننا چاہتے ہیں. اینڈ دین ڈونٹ بی سرپرائز اف یو سی یور سیلف ریسائٹنگ اے سورہ یو نیور لرنڈ. اللہ کی شان ہے, اللہ دیتے ہیں, اللہ دیتے ہیں. My brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build his, to allow you to build your connection with him, to connect you to himself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَسْجُدْ وَقْتَرِبْ. I have to keep on reminding myself that this Fajr reminder cannot go until Dhuhr. But کیا کرے بولے. Allah said, go into sujood and come close. Arre sajde mein pada hua, how can he come close? If Allah said, stand up, walk, run, come close, I can understand. Go into sujood and come close. How can he come close? He is lying flat on his face. Because the sujood is the place where the person, the slave, is closest to his Rabb. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not think you are making sajda on this earth. You are making sajda before the arsh of ar-Rahman. Fasjud waqtarib. Ubudiyat, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the way to get close to Jalla Jalaluhu. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us obedient to Him, to open your hearts to His noor, to enlighten and illuminate your lives with His noor and His barakah and His khudrat. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your du'as, whatever you ask with khair, and then to give you from His generosity till you are tired of taking. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to forgive all your faults and sins. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen you and make each one of you a mountain of noor and a mountain of hidayah onto which the waves of shirk and kufr will smash themselves to smithereens. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.